Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, it's Wildcat Wednesday here on this September 19th as we're joined in studio by Jacob Weber and Barbara Ames. And Barbara, you are just Wildcat out. Purple, got the the Wildcat emblem all over there. And Jacob, you're like me. It's a little bit more plaid, bit more stripes today.
Yeah, just plain regular.
The classic. Wildcats on for everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Spread it around for everybody here. But again, Jacob Weber and Barbara Ames, thanks for joining us here this morning. And as we get through our conversations, I've kind of noticed these last couple of weeks, if you have any questions for Barbara or Jacob, please use this phone number, 620-251-6909. It is our open line. It is open for the taking if you have any questions for these two today. But Jacob, real quick, it sounds like we have a little shout out to give of some 4-H'ers.
We got a group of four girls. They're going to the National Junior Horticulture Association Horticulture Judging Contest. These individuals took first place at the state level in August at the contest, and they did very well. So they are preparing for the national contest. It's going to be in St. Louis, October 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. They're going to have to do a lot of studying because the list of plants they need to know and questions they need to test, they're going to be quite a bit larger than what the state level is. Ashley Chandler, Taya Maxson, Chloe Jones, and Kelsey Soplowski are the four individuals that are going to be representing the state of Kansas in the horticulture judging contest. And we're going to give it a good run for their money anyway. We need to bump off California, I guess. So we're going to give it a try.
How about that? You know, it's kind of, you know, humbling and cool to be battling state to state, you know, on that national level. It's like, oh, we're going against California. We're going against, you know, whichever, some other state around. And very cool that I can imagine, because I saw, you know, very subtly what kind of the testing and the what they undergo there. But I can imagine what they would say. What are kind of some of the things that they get asked and some of the questions that they're going to see at that national level?
It's going to be multiple level knowledge that they have to know. Primarily, there's three parts to the contest. There's the plant identification. And I didn't count how many plants that they would have to identify, but it's well over 250.
Oh, wow.
There's another part. It's a test of their knowledge of horticulture information, and there's about 200 pages of booklets that they need to read through, and then try to remember some of the significant details of that information. They'll take about six questions I heard out of each chapter, and that will be on the test. And then there's the actual judging, class judging, where they'll have a group of four plants of one class. They'll have multiple classes to judge. I think there's about eight of them, eight different classes. But, for example, one class would be apples, and they have to place those four plates of apples. There's going to be four different specimens. They'll have to place them in a level of quality. They have first through fourth place, and there are various ways of scoring points on that. But if you get them all matched up perfect, then you get a full set of points for that particular class. But if you get them a little bit out of order, you start losing points. And it becomes very difficult to really get everything placed right. But if they get the first place and the last place in right order, they get most of the points for that particular class. So it's quite a set of skills that they have to develop. And it's good for them because it's something that stays with them, and they'll meet a lot of friends, a lot of individuals that will become their friends at the contest, and there will be tours that are available for the participants and the chaperones, the parents, to go on and see various horticulture interests in the St. Louis area, Illinois area. So this is going to be a great experience and adventure for these four girls. And that's coming up here in October. Looking forward to it.
Quite the event, it sounds like, as well. Strenuous testing. And not only that, but it kind of sounds like it's, prior knowledge would obviously help, having the knowledge of it all. But it is kind of on the spot. They kind of, hey, do you know it? Or if you don't really know it on the spot right now, you're probably not going to get it right. So, that's...
And the challenge is to see if you can do it, and you're putting yourself up against others, and... it's always nice to come out on top, but at least everybody comes out on top in these contests because it's a learning experience, very good learning experience.
Yeah, no.
And they have the experience of just being able to go there and see all those things and interact with other people. And it's just one of the things about 4-H that is really so good. And, of course, I think October we have 4-H week, where we really encourage people to join 4-H, and this is just one of the exciting things that people in 4-H get to do.
Time to be thinking about 4-H and 4-H activities for next year, and if county fairs or just state fairs just concluded, so we're getting ready for a new round of 4-H activities again.
That's right. Well, someone that may be curious of getting their kids involved, or maybe the kid may be listening now and can go, but is there age requirements, or is it, I can't remember, you have to be seven or something? Yeah,
seven before the first of the year. 18 or something like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. No,
And even if you, there's always been this perception, I guess, that you have to live in the country and have animals and stuff like that, but that's not true. Anything that you're interested in can be developed into a 4-H project, and so there's rocketry and robots, and along with animals and cooking and sewing and things like that. So there's whatever you're interested in, it's a great opportunity for children to become involved and maybe go to the state or the national level in some of these competitions. It's a great learning experience, develops a lot of character. And
yeah, I saw this, I think it was at the Montgomery County 4-H Fair. It was just like a balsa wood house, basically, just like constructed together out of balsa wood, and it was amazing. It was like, man, that'd take a lot of time, first of all, but the detail behind it was incredible. So you're right, it isn't just raising livestock, it isn't just, the country... based projects or something like that. It is kind of all around the board, which is something I've taken away from it very quickly. Again, I know there's 4-H in Colorado, I'm sure, but I certainly wasn't involved with it. I wasn't anywhere around it, and to get my first preview of it, it's very cool. Again, it is if you're a kid thinking about it, and then to be able to go to the national level, like we were saying, to go against California, to go against a Florida or something like that, who knows. That's really neat. That's a good opportunity.
Yeah,
certainly.
It's something that you didn't do when you were little, and I didn't do it either. I wasn't in 4-H, but then when you see what goes on at 4-H, and you say, well, I really missed out. I missed out on a lot of stuff. There's people who can't, or for one reason or the other, not available, but certainly if this is an activity that you have time for, it'd be a great opportunity for individual development, and gives the kids an opportunity to become leaders, because it's not based on your social status. Everybody participates, and everybody has a chance and is expected to step up and do something.
Good stuff.
I was lucky enough to be in 4-H as a child, and some of the things that you don't think about learning is how to speak in public. We have opportunities to be officers in our clubs. We learn parliamentary procedure and just all kinds of things like that that come along with being a 4-H member. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, no, I kind of like the dual viewpoint with it, because, both of you can see from the outside the effects of it, but then obviously you come from being involved in it, and it is firsthand. It is a very cool program, and it's very cool to be a part of. And obviously, you can get those names again. I mean, national shout out. It's a big week for them. So when is that? When are they traveling out there?
Well, we're going to head out next week, Is it next week? No, October 5th. We're going to leave for St. Louis.
So the week after.
Yeah, the week after. Yeah, I'm getting too far ahead. We still have an extra week in September.
He's excited. Thank goodness. To get going.
Yeah, Jacob's already in St. Louis. His mind is already over there. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's Ashley Chandler again, Taya Maxson, Chloe Jones, and Kelsey Schlepowski, all area girls. We're going to be going to St. Louis again for the National Junior Horticulture Association Horticulture Judging Contest.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So 251-6909. Again, if you have any questions for Barbara Ames or Jacob Weber. Right now, though, we do have to run off to our top of the hour news break when we come back. It is National Food Safety Awareness Month, correct, Barbara?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we'll dive into that with a couple of more tips. And then, Jacob, I'm sure you've been getting some calls on some particular things. We'll dive into that as well.
Very good.
And taking your phone calls again at 251-6909. For now, though, we'll run off a quick weather update. After that, Fox News at the top of the hour on the Mighty 690 KGGF.